On September 17th, Occupy Wall Street protesters took over Zuccotti Park in Lower Manhattan. They filled it with sleeping bags, a makeshift kitchen, a library, and a live-streaming news center to get the word out to the world about their resistance movement. Inspired by the Egyptian Tahrir Square uprising and the Spanish Encampadas, the Occupy Wall Street movement has attracted people from all walks of life from all over the country. Barry, no last name please, is a construction contractor from New Jersey.
What we came down here for is that everybody we know is being pressed economically. Our pension funds are being cleared out. Our annuities are being squashed. Everybody that I know that, you know, like owns a home, their home is like worth less than the mortgage they're paying for it. People are running out of health insurance. People are unemployed for extended periods of time because these guys are sitting on money that they could be investing into the communities, putting people to work, you know, keeping this country alive. But what they're doing is they're taking their money and they're just hoarding it and making themselves richer. And they're stealing from us. They're stealing from us. And then when everything goes bad, who's accountable? Nobody's accountable.
On Saturday, Occupy Wall Street protesters marched from the Financial District north to Union Square, with numbers swelling as they made their way up to Broadway. Police surrounded sections of the crowd with orange netting. They used pepper spray on several protesters and eventually arrested over 80 people on various charges. Despite the arrests, protesters vowed to stay and remain peaceful. This is Patrick Bruner, a spokesperson for Occupy Wall Street.
We are a peaceful protest and we remain peaceful. We are 100% devoted to being a peaceful protest. As the police were attempting to kettle and incite violence, many of our members raised their hands in peace signs and continue to do so as the police pressure them. We are 110% devoted to peace.
Originating from a call to action made last July by culture jamming magazine Adbusters, the loose Occupy Wall Street movement is leaderless and hopes to replicate the revolutionary Arab Spring uprisings that use mass occupations of public spaces to effect change. This is a protester who goes by the name Nalini.
We are here to point out that we are the 99% and that there is a lot of unfair treatment going on in this country, in this world right now. We have not said anything about demands. We have not reached that point, but it's a democratic process and everybody has been pitching in. We are growing in numbers. What happened today was unfortunate, but we were being peaceful, nonviolent, and we were taking, you know, direct action amongst the streets. We were making sure, and we will be making sure, that we are all peaceful and we remain nonviolent, because that is not why we are here. We are here to ensure a democratic process and to make and impact change.
For more information about what's going on in Lower Manhattan, check out OccupyWallStreet.org.